Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Gerard Mayo there on the Greg Hill Show, and also before the game, I believe it was. Maybe it was after the game. And that was interspersed with the Ramondre Stevenson touchdown, the only touchdown the Patriots scored in the game, but it was a big one, as it was all they needed to beat the Cincinnati Bengals on the road week one. We're reacting to that here now. Real quick, before we get to our game balls, any further thing you want to say about the run game and the offense?
Well, actually about that comment about the run game, because A, I joked about it, it's not sustainable. No, he cannot have 25 carries a game to get 425 carries throughout the season. He will break, and you don't actually have a backup. You have a change of pace in Antonio Gibson. So that is not sustainable. I get the mentality. I would also say, if I'm like Drake May, you know, or let's just pretend, A, I'm Drake May. Mm-hmm. Wait, we're always going to run first? Like, that was the third pick in the draft. I kind of like to throw the ball. Or if I'm, like, I don't know.
Wait till you get on the field there, buddy. You can
true.
Worry about that then.
How about other people? And I'm admittedly and intentionally blowing this up.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're T. Higgins? Oh, you guys are always going to be run first? Cross them off the list then. I don't want to go to New England. Or you're Brandon Ayuk. Or my dream of Garrett Wilson. You guys are always going to be run first? Why would I want to go there? If three teams are offering $150 million, I'll go to the teams that tell me I'm going to get the Randy ratio and I'll get 10 touches a game. So I know it's bravado.
It's fair.
I praised it in the first segment, and I do like it. I'm an old school hardo. I like fullbacks. Biggest James Devlin fan you'll ever find. And I like teams that say they're going to run the ball and then run it to set up the pass.
Were you one of Moisey's Mooses back in the day?
No, that was gimmicky. That was gimmicky. That was gimmicky. Devlin was a legit fullback. He was Sony Michel, follow me to the end zone, follow me to a Super Bowl kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do wonder, do you think he believes that? Are they always going to be run first?
This year, yes.
He said always. Oh, you think he
means, I think he means this season. I don't think he means the entire time he's ever coaching the team. I think this season he's talking about, and I think he'll probably stick to that.
So next
probably
year,
out of necessity.
When Drake May drops back and Will Campbell is protecting his blind side and T. Higgins is running down the field, they're going to throw the ball.
Yeah. He also said this morning that we're going to be run first. We'll always be run first. But if they stop it, we have a backup play. Like, we will be able to counter that, which isn't as inspiring as we're always going to run it down your throat and you got to stop it. It's like, and we also have a backup plan. Like, okay. But you know what I mean? Like, there's, it doesn't sound like they're so married to it that they're not ever going to go away from it if it's not working.
And I will say, some of the best offenses in football are run first, but they seem pass first. Right. Miami always runs for a ton of yards. San Francisco always runs for a ton of yards. They also throw for a ton of yards and make a lot of plays because they marry them together to put up whatever, 450 or 500 yards of offense a game.
All right, speaking of offense, it is time for Sunday game balls. There we go. All right. We have three game balls to give out. We'll go offense, defense, and one wild card. Tom Carroll, you want to get us started here?
Yeah, I'll kick things off here.
All right.
I'm going with Jacoby Brissett. I know quarterback is always the popular pick, and he didn't have a wild game, right? But 15 for 24 for 121 yards, no touchdowns, no picks, sacked one time, QBR of 82.4, and he did enough, right? He was escaping the sacks that were coming at him. Trey Hendrickson was doing his thing. He was forcing Chukwuma Okorafor to be benched. And Jacoby Brissett didn't get sacked, which is, you know, kudos to him. So,
and he got up when he got hit hard.
Yeah.
There was a couple
he
times.
He
was
taking
it was like,
some beatings, man.
We're going to see Drake May. Should we get Drake May loose?
There was one time when he was walking off to the sidelines and I thought, oh, we're getting May that next series.
I ain't saying he's a gangster, but he was walking with a limp.
He came back in there.
QB ratings. Not passer rating. QB ratings for the first week. Josh Allen, number one. Anthony Richardson, number two. Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, Kyler Murray, number six. Jacoby Brissett, sixth in the NFL. He had the sixth best QB rating out of anybody. Passer rating, not so much, but QB rating was right up there.
QBR and that running aspect of it and making plays, not making mistakes. Hunter Henry, thank you for making sure I didn't make
that
mistake.
That's true. Yeah, that helps.
It felt like a mistake. But yeah, no, he deserves – it's. What did Gerard say? It's about Jacoby Brissett.
Yep. All right, game ball on offense, Hart.
I got to go with the obvious one here. A guy carried the ball 25 times for 120 yards. I saw the PFF numbers, which backed up the eyeball test. I said it yesterday with Fitzy. He's got to lead the league in yards after contact, broken tackles. And he had 118 of 120 yards after contact. Your guy, Ramondre Stevenson, extension, centerpiece of the offense. We wondered, didn't always look good in the summer, despite what Gerard Mayo's been trying to tell us, but his first step toward being the Nick Chubb of the Patriots version of the Alex Van Pelt offense was very successful.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Vidarian Lowe. I think you guys both had good ones there, but I'm going to go with him. I think that, you know, there was some good pass catching going on, obviously. No one really stood out that much. I think Hooper had the most yards, which was on like two catches.
Yep.
I think the most receptions was three and a couple of guys, Stevenson and I forget who else, KJ Osborne maybe, with the most receptions. So I don't think anybody really stood out there. But as far as that offensive line is concerned, you made a change. You brought in a guy who was not at 100%, and I thought he did a bang-up job. I'd say the right side of the line was probably a little more effective, but in terms of who gets a game ball, who had to step up more, I don't think anybody had to step up more than Vidarian Lowe did, and I thought he did a fine job out there. And I also feel a little bad because we've been dumping on the guy for, I don't know, basically the entire camp.
Yep.
So there you go. All right, who was your defensive game ball?
I'm going with Kyle Duggar here. Kyle Duggar had a really, really nice sequence in the first half where he punched the ball out and he forced the fumble at the goal line. And he was also the guy that broke up that touchdown where Gesicki, they thought he caught it and then he didn't.
Yep.
It's because Kyle Duggar threw his hands in there and made the play. So
we'll go with that.
Incredible sequence there. Well, you know, also Gesicki dropped the ball. But if you look at the replay in slow-mo, Duggar got his hand in there and made a play.
He did.
So I'm giving Duggar a game ball for that. And he's kind of my representative for the secondary in general in that game. You know, Jamar Chase, sick or not, didn't really do anything. So let's go with Duggar.
Oh, yeah.
Who you got?
So I'm going to go with the obvious one again.
Mm-hmm.
Keon White was a beast.
Stealing.
Well, I got to be honest.
That's my MVP.
He is your MVP, but I was the first person to say he was good.
Okay.
I did it in the spring. You can check this. Six Rings Pod, a week before Gerard Mayo was asked, somebody who stood out,
oh, you
said
got
Keon White. I got receipts. I have absolute receipts on this. I was like, Keon White looks like he's ready to kick ass, take names. And he did a press conference where I was like, dude is locked in. Dude wants to be something. And dude was something in week one. That combination of Willie McGinnis, Dietrich Wise kind of versatility, badassness. And those matchups. Inside?
He put Trent Brown on his ass like a couple of times.
That's because he's...
That's not easy to do.
Sometimes it is.
I mean,
Trent Brown, sometimes it doesn't really give
Keon
a rat's
White's
ass.
Massive.
He's jacked. He's mean. He's physical.
Fast.
He can get the edge matchups. I think the better matchups are on the inside. It looks like DeMarcus Covington's going to move him around. They had him standing like just over the center, basically saying, there's a badass coming. Which one of you is going to try to block me? You ain't going to do it. So give me Keon White. Breakout season started with a breakout game.
All right, I'm going to go with Christian Gonzalez. He had a great game defensively against Jamar Chase. Whether or not Chase was concerned about his contract or dealing with an illness, I don't care. He just put another pelt up on the wall there for Gonzalez next to Tyreek Hill and Garrett Wilson and all the other guys that he shut down in his very young career. I'd add Chase to that list as well. All right.
Can I add just a real quick like honorable mention? We
absolutely.
All gave our balls out. But
it's like half a ball.
Our game balls out. A Stiz Grimy ball. I'm going to say one for Stiz. I thought Juwan Bentley was really good. Your middle linebacker, your captain, your leader, your leading tackler in this game. 12 tackles, 7 solos, half a sack. Like, that guy, if you want to say who has evolved the most over his career in New England, Juwan Bentley is pretty high on that list. I was dubious of what he was going to be as your middle linebacker. He's a good player.
He doesn't come off the field.
He does not, and you need him to be what he is, the centerpiece of that defense.
All right, we have one wild card game ball to give out here. Tom, what do you got?
I got AVP, Alex Van Pelt, the guy who has been taking a lot of crap throughout the training camp. Oh, who is this guy? He's never called anything, and blah, blah, blah. What does he know?
Look, why are you quoting me?
He did a great job on Sunday. He found a game plan that worked for that game, and they stuck to it, and they didn't press.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When it was down the stretch there, they ran out the clock. Look, I know Ramondre was dodge, duck, dip, diving, and dodging back there behind the line of scrimmage, and Jacoby was having to avoid some sacks, right? But personnel-wise, look, he got a Okorafor out of the game when he needed to, and they stuck with a game plan that worked. So AVP, through 1 week, I like him.
So I'm going to go with the guy that actually got a game ball, Jerod Mayo, the head coach. He deserved the game ball. He took everything that was thrown his way with a smile from January straight through. I think he learned some lessons. I do think he's tightened up some of his messaging and quotes and comments. He's also himself. Like, I thought it was really interesting, the Greg Hill show, when Greg was like, apologize, sorry for mocking you on those virtual sprints. And Mayo's like, I don't care. I'm going to be me. And by the way, me is 1-0 as a head coach in the NFL. Enjoy it. because it might get harder moving down the road. But for all the questions that came, the mocking, the post-Belichick silo teardowns, the mural, the, all the things we've kind of mocked and or questioned, guys want
to
know.
All right, my wild card game ball goes to Cincinnati Bengals rookie punter Ryan Rico. Beast. That was unbelievable.
I've never seen anything like that.
I've never seen anybody kick a ball like that ever before in my life. That looked like that Gatorade commercial. Remember where Michael Vick was throwing the ball out of the stadium? It looked like CGI.
Yep,
that was incredible. The Stormin' Mormon himself. I don't know if he's Mormon or not. He went to BYU. I don't know for sure if he's Mormon. But anyway, Ryan Rico, that was amazing.
And
he
at
was,
times,
he was the MVP of that team.
Like, he had a touchback where I didn't think a touchback was even in play, but he kicked it so far that it went into the end zone.
He kicked it 95 yards.
Yeah, so he had an 80-yard punt that he wishes was 79.
Right.
It just went over.
And I know
the
they kind of talked about that in the broadcast. Like, that's kind of the problem with him. He doesn't really have any touch. They're trying to work on that. But I'd much rather teach him touch. I feel like we can rein that in a little bit.
You can't teach 80 yards.
Right. That was Anthony Richardson-esque. That boot.
Yeah.
There's only a few people on the planet that can kick a football that far. And maybe not even a few, because I'm like you, Arcand. I don't know that I've ever seen it.
I've never seen anything like that
the
before.
Anthony Richardson of
punters. That was amazing.
Yeah, because it wasn't like the Romanian roll we used to get with Zoltán Mesco,
right,
where
right.
you'd pick up 20 yards on the roll. No. This was just fun. If he was in Dallas, I think every kick would hit the scoreboard. They'd have to change something.
Imagine if he was in Denver.
He wouldn't be out of the stadium.
Be gone. All right, there you go. Those are our game balls, our Sunday game balls. We'll do this every Monday on a Patriots Monday. Certainly after a win. Maybe we'll change it to something else after they lose. Hard to give out game balls if they lose. But so far, they're 1-0. 17-0 on the table. Unfortunately, 0-17 is not. All right, when we come back, a game ball was given out to Elliot Wolf. Gerard Mayo gave him a game ball, and we'll talk about the collaborative approach that the new-look Patriots have when we come back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.